Hi, everyone. Good morning. It's a great honor to be here. If you can't hear me at any point, just let me know. I had a little bit of an allergic reaction last night, and my throat's still opening up. So as Dr. Marshall said, my name is Lindsay Tsopoulos, and I'm the Evaluation Program and Research Coordinator for the Community Asthma Initiative at Boston Children's Hospital. And I'd like to tell you a little bit this morning about what we're doing in Boston to enhance the care and support given to families of children with asthma. I have nothing to disclose. A community health needs assessment was performed by the Office of Community Health at Boston Children's Hospital using a community participatory approach between 2003 and 2005. Through this assessment, it was identified that asthma was the leading single diagnosis for hospital admission at Boston Children's Hospital. Also identified were the great racial and ethnic disparities that exist. 70% of the children hospitalized were coming from low-income, predominantly Black and Latino neighborhoods. Hospitalization rates were also 4 to 5 times higher for these children as compared to the non-Hispanic white children. There was also a very high prevalence of asthma in the Boston public school system. The Community Asthma Initiative, or CAI as I'll refer to it, was launched in 2005 to address these disparities identified in urban low-income communities in and around Boston by the needs assessment. Bilingual and bicultural nurses and community health workers work to identify the barriers to good asthma control for each individual patient. We are a home visiting program, and nurses and community health workers will go into the home of a child who is seen at Boston Children's Hospital for an asthma exacerbation to provide asthma education to the entire family, case management, and the home visits target the presence of environmental triggers of asthma in the home. We provide asthma materials as well, including bedding encasements, HEPA vacuums, and integrated pest management supplies as needed. We also help connect families with other resources in the local community, such as housing inspectional services and smoking cessation programs. Finally, we provide referrals for childcare and summer camps, and we sponsor an asthma-friendly swim program in some of the local YMCAs and community centers. Cumulatively, previous findings for the CAI program show that there has been a decrease in the percentage of patients with any, and that is one or more, emergency department visits and hospital admissions. Additionally, we can also see that the percentage of children with any missed school days due to asthma and parents with any missed work days due to their child's asthma has also decreased significantly, which is great. The objectives of this study were to quantify the effects of the CAI intervention on caregivers and children, to determine the relationship between the child's asthma control and caregiver quality of life, which is QOL throughout the presentation, and to assess geographic trends in the presence of environmental asthma triggers and track the changes in the presence of these environmental triggers throughout the intervention. New measures were added to the process of each home visit in 2012, including 13 questions surrounding quality of life, not of the child, but of his or her caregiver. And so this got us thinking. We'd been collecting information about health outcomes and asthma control of our patients since 2005, but now we'd be able to really see how the CAI intervention affects other people in the home, namely the caregivers of children with asthma. So patients are identified from lists of emergency department visits and hospital admissions. Less often, primary care providers can also refer their patients directly to the CAI program. Intakes are performed usually by a nurse practitioner to gather baseline data, asking parents to reflect back on their child's asthma symptoms in the past 6 months. We also gather a small amount of hospital administrative data. After the intake, a community health worker will contact the family to schedule a home visit. The number of home visits really depends on the individual needs of the family. We also collect 6 and 12 month follow-up data to check in and see how our families are faring after the home visiting portion of our intervention has ended. So data was collected for this analysis at 2 time points, so baseline and third home visit. So we're seeing, we're getting the baseline and then seeing after 3 home visits how our intervention has affected the family. So the caregiver quality of life is gauged using a validated tool called the Pediatric Asthma Caregivers Quality of Life Questionnaire, and we also use the American Lung Association's Asthma Control Test, or ACT, to gauge the asthma control of the child. I also use GIS, which is Geographic Information System mapping software, to track environmental triggers present in the home. So the Pediatric Asthma Caregivers Quality of Life Questionnaire, it's a mouthful, is broken down into two domains of questions that are identified as the most commonly affecting caregivers of children with asthma. There are 9 questions surrounding emotional function and 4 questions surrounding activity limitation. Each question is assigned a number by the caregiver from 1 to 7 based on the level of impairment they personally experience, and higher scores signify less impairment. So examples of emotional function questions were, did you feel helpless or frightened when your child experienced cough, wheeze, or breathlessness? And examples of activity limitation questions were, did your child's asthma interfere with your job or work around the house? So the child's asthma control is gauged by the American Lung Association Asthma Control Test. Scores can range from 5 to 25 depending on the frequency of day and night symptoms, rescue inhaler use, and overall perception of asthma control in the past 4 weeks. Scores of less than 20 signify that a child's asthma is not under control. So right now, our overall N for the program is 1361, around there, but for this particular piece, it's just 105. Because there were 105 patients who had completed 3 home visits with our community health workers since the addition of those caregiver quality of life questions. The demographics of the sample generally reflect the overall makeup of the neighborhoods that we serve. 92% are from minority racial and ethnic groups. 1/4 are monolingual Spanish. There's a largely low income and Medicaid population. 49% have mild persistent asthma, and 38% have moderate persistent asthma. Baseline results were, as I said, compared to data collected at the 3rd home visit. The overall quality of life score improved over the course of the CI intervention, as did both of the subdomains. The asthma control tests improved highly significantly from 15.8 to 20.8, essentially from an uncontrolled score to, as I told you, less than or over 20 is considered controlled. So we're going from uncontrolled mean to a score that is within the range of controlled asthma. As you can see, the R value is fair, and there's clearly a ceiling effect that you can observe along the top of the graph, with many children reaching an excellent asthma control test of 25 by the 3rd home visit. At baseline, 86% of our families had one or more of the common triggers of asthma in the home, including mice, mold, and tobacco smoke. This is a GIS map, Geographic Information Systems, map of Boston. Each circle represents the home of a CAI patient in the smaller N, with the colors representing the number of triggers that were present in the home at baseline. So the darker colors are signifying more triggers present in the home at baseline. The GIS map also shows that the families with the highest trigger prevalence live in these blue areas, which are the areas of Boston in which 20% or more are living below the federal poverty line. So one of the more interesting parts of the analyses that we did was looking at how the presence of these triggers in the home changes over the span of the CAI intervention. We were able to also use the GIS mapping to help visualize these changes. So again, this is a map of Boston where each of the circles represent a single home of the CII patient. However, this map, the colors represent the change in the number of triggers present. As you can see, while there is some variability, the majority of the circles are a light or dark green color, signifying a reduction from baseline in the number of triggers present in the home. The green shows a decrease in triggers from 1 to 3, going from light to dark. Yellow is no change, and red is an increase of 1 trigger. One thing to keep in mind is that our home visitors aren't actually cleaning the homes of the families that we serve, but rather we do a thorough walkthrough of the home with the family to identify the triggers that are present and subsequently educate them on what they can do to reduce them. For example, many of our families are really surprised that using bleach to clean surfaces can actually exacerbate asthma symptoms. They think, oh, well, my home is clean, so that's good for my child's asthma. There's no dust around. But in using the bleach to clean the home, it actually might exacerbate the symptoms. So instead, we suggest green cleaning techniques, which are effective but more asthma-friendly. So limitations, like with any other community program, mine has some, there have been a relatively small number of families who have completed the 3 home visits since the addition of the extra quality of life questionnaires in 2012. Additionally, there's a very short interval between baseline and the 3rd home visit, generally about 4.5 months, and this might not be enough time for the environmental changes to actually take place. For example, although we provide the integrated pest management supplies at the first home visit, if the infestation is really, really severe after 4 months, there might still be mice present. Finally, when children are too young to answer the questions for themselves about their own asthma control, or if they're absent from the home visit, we gather the child asthma control data from their parents. Typically, our mean age is around 7, so with the older kids, we're able to just do the ACT with them, but for the 2-year-olds, clearly the parents are the ones that who have to answer those questions for them. So for conclusions, we're seeing the child ACT scores and caregiver quality of life scores improving over time with 3 home visits. There's also a significant positive correlation between the child's asthma control and the caregiver's quality of life. Finally, as we can see on the GIS maps, there's a great overlap of asthma triggers with the blue high poverty areas. But the CAI intervention seems to show a reduction over time in the presence of these triggers. So we've previously shown large improvements in the health outcomes of the children with asthma whom we serve, and now we've indicated enhanced well-being of their caregivers as well. For more information, please visit our website, where you can access our program replication manual that we put together this past year. And please feel free also to email me if you have any questions about our program or would like any more information. Thank you to our Community Family Advisory Board, all of the families and children that we serve, and to our funders. Thank you.